Hello and welcome back to Full Out. It's Sam, your host, and I am pumped you are here. Today is all about action, but it's maybe not what you think it is. So we're going to dive into 7 steps around taking action, setting you up for the internal and the external work to actually create results in your life. So Mandela says that vision without action is just a dream. Action without vision just passes the time, and vision with action can change the world. That is what this framework is going to support you with. We're not just going to sit and meditate and think about what we want to see, and we're not just going to go take wild, crazy action without the vision, without the alignment behind it, but we are going to marry the masculine, the feminine. We are going to marry the energetics and the action. We are going to marry this dance between having the vision and taking action to really create epic results in your life. So I did a masterclass on this in our membership a few weeks ago, and we were looking at what are the reasons that we get stuck, that we have this great vision, this great dream, this great idea, but then we don't actually take the action. And one of the top things that came up was the fear of what other people are going to think, the fear of failure, the fear of what other people think failure means about me, what I think failure means about me. And so I invited everyone to take a piece of paper, and you can do this right now while you're listening. Take a piece of paper, crumple it up into a ball, and then I want you to aim for the trash can and aim for a basket. Go ahead, do it right now. Now, if you just crumpled up the paper and you took a shot, you're not actually afraid of failure. You are afraid of what failure means about you. So you're afraid of what does it mean if I don't make the shot? Now, this is a really simple, distilled example of how we're willing to take risks. We're willing to take action, but it's when our brain gets in the way that we create these stories of it means I'm a failure if I don't make the basket. It means that I'm going to be abandoned. It means that I'm not worthy. It means that I'm not successful if I don't make this basket. That is the work that we get to do. We get to really be aware of the internal and the external when we're ready to make big moves in our lives. Now, I understand that that big action step that you want to take, whether it is getting your health on track, whether it is scaling your business, whether it is leaving the relationship, whether it is starting the relationship, whether it is some form of work in your internal life or your external life, that it feels a lot bigger than crumpling up a piece of paper and aiming for the trash can. I get it. And my goal for you today is to have the framework 7 steps so that you can powerfully take the action. So we start with the internal. Number one is giving yourself permission. Number one is the permission to let go of comparison and judgment, permission to trust, permission to leap, permission to go against the grain, permission to be the first, to be a beginner, to be willing to get it wrong, to be willing to not know. And this is a big one. I was just talking to a client earlier this week who is doing a new portion of her business, something that she's always been really good at, but she's never actually sold to the public. And the biggest thing that was getting in the way was this idea that she felt that she had to get it right the first time around. And she wasn't giving herself permission to be a beginner. Guys, we are beginners. If we are doing something that we have never done before, we have to give ourselves permission to be a beginner. We have to give ourselves permission to fall down on our face. We have to give ourselves permission to not know what the fuck we're doing. If you think about babies and they're taking their first steps, we don't shit on them, yell at them, think that they're failures when they take their first step and they fall down. No, what do? With babies? We celebrate them. We cheer them on. We clap. We actually celebrate when they fall down. We celebrate babies when they fall down. We don't cry with them. We don't go, oh, you're terrible. Get back off of the floor. No, we celebrate them. We allow them to be beginners. So can you allow that grace for yourself? Can you allow yourself to take a step and to stumble and to get back up and to take a couple more steps and to stumble and to get back up? This is how we give ourselves permission. We give ourselves love, grace, acceptance, and we celebrate along the way. So step one is, where do you need to give yourself permission? And grant it, you are the only person that can give yourself permission. Sure, I will hold up a flashing sign. I'll do some kicks for you and be like, girl, you have permission. But ultimately, permission comes from within. Permission is a choice. Number two, we choose the worth. You have to choose that you are worthy of having the thing that you are calling in. You have to choose that you are worthy of that result. You are worthy of that money. You are worthy of that level of business. You are worthy of having that relationship. You are worthy of walking away from that relationship. You are worthy of having the family, of having the health, of having the confidence. We feel like we need external sources to tell us if we're worthy. And what we get to remember is that worth comes from within. You are worthy because you are born worthy. You don't have to do anything to be worthy. You don't have to perform or achieve to be worthy. You are simply worthy for existing, for being born. It is a miracle, in fact, that you were born. If we think about what it actually takes for you, your soul, to come into this body. Sure, we know the mechanics of like the mom and the dad and the sperm and the eggs, right? Like we know what that looks like. But then there's this special miraculous thing that happens where this baby fetus connects with a soul. The soul comes into that baby fetus. And the act of birthing, what your mom had to go through to allow you, to welcome you into this world over 9 months and into the world you go, however long her labor was with you, that is a miracle. That is a miracle. And so you are a miracle for simply existing. The journey that your cells and your soul had to take to simply breathe oxygen is a miracle. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And even if you don't feel worthy in the moment, can you choose to feel worthy? Can you choose to trust? Can you choose to trust? And what most of us have been told and taught is that you are worthy when your bank account hits a certain number, when you have the family, when you have the partner, when you own the house, when you're the particular dress size. And that's all false. That's actually not true. You are worthy because you're born worthy, but you have to choose your worth. And if you are, it's interesting, I saw our friend Kat Dow, who was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't checked out that podcast, listen to it. It's amazing. We talk about family constellation therapy, trauma, all the things about our lineage. And she posted a reel recently that said, if you are someone that struggles with, am I there yet, with perfection, with overachieving, with feeling unsettled in your life, like you're just wanting to be there, she said, you get to look at your mother wound. How did your relationship with your mom impact what you believe about yourself? And I want to pause because this is not actually about your mom. This is about your experience in that relationship. Now, this could be your mom loving you in the most incredible, perfect ways. But there was that one time when you were a baby, when you were crying and your mom put you down in your crib and she left the room. She was going to let you cry it out this time. And in that moment, your cells could have decided, I have to do it all by myself. I'm not worthy. I need to take care of myself. I'm not loved. And so I really want to separate this idea that like mom did anything wrong. Of course, there's a spectrum, right? Mom could have done everything perfectly and you still would have had this experience because you were left in your crib alone. Mom didn't do it on purpose. And then there's the spectrum of like mom left and you have all of these experiences, or mom didn't make a lot of money, or mom was busy working a million jobs, or mom, you know, listened to dad, like whatever the stories are, doesn't really matter. What the invitation is to look into what parts of me do I get to heal so that I feel worthy. So we get to look at the mother wound, some good work there, some good internal shadow work available for us there. But ultimately, worth is a choice. Trust is a choice. Are you choosing your worth? Are you choosing to trust? Step number three. Possibility, the possibility. We must believe that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Everything is possible. In fact, you have to believe that your vision, your goal, this desired result is actually possible for you. It's possible for you. How do I know this? Because if it is on your mind and in your heart, it is meant for you. I think about my life path, and I use this example. I don't like needles. I don't like blood. I don't find that interesting at all. I have no desire to be a doctor, no desire to be a nurse, no desire to be a dentist. I don't like teeth. I think it's gross. I think it's weird, right? Like, that vision was not put in my body. It was not meant for me. And I also know other people who are like, oh my God, the thought of being on stage in front of 10,000 people is terrifying. The thought of dancing in front of people is horrifying. I could never do that. But for me, that was a giant part of my vision, a giant part of my life, right? So we can start to see how whatever that little whisper is, maybe it's a loud yell, but whatever that little whisper or nudge is inside of you that says, hey, you're meant to have this. You're meant to have this career goal. You're meant to have this family goal. You're meant to have live in this certain way. It is actually meant for you, particularly for you and your soul's learning and journey in this lifetime. So trust that anything is possible for you, and it is made specifically for you, designed for you. There's that phrase that I need to see it to believe it, but it's actually the other way around. I need to believe it so that I can see it. I need to believe that it is possible, and therefore I attract it to me. We get to believe that a beautiful relationship is available for me, even if I didn't see it growing up. We get to believe that the million-dollar business is available, even if I didn't see anyone in my life actually doing it. I get to believe optimal health, strength in my body, love for my body is possible, even if I never saw it in myself or modeled around me. I get to trust that anything is possible for me. You get to trust anything is possible for you. Believe it, believe it, believe it, and then you'll start to see it. And this is our link to number four. This is where we link the internal with the external. This is the process of be, do, and have. Most of us think the opposite. We've been taught to think the opposite, that I need to have the money in the bank account. I need to have the perfect relationship. I need to have the weight or the body in order to be happy, in order to be peaceful, in order to be loved, to be confident. But it's actually the other way around. So if we think of that desired result that you want, I want you to think about it right now. How do you think it's going to make you feel? What do you perceive as the end result feeling in your body? Whether it's freedom, peace, ease, passion, joy, confidence. And we get to start being those things now. Fill your body with that energy. Be the love. Be the confidence. Be the passion. Be the excitement. Be the peace. And then from that energy, we take the action. We do from that space. And what does that call into your life? Your desired results. Be, do, and have. Now, here's the thing for all of you overachievers and people that are like, want to get it right. Fuck, I've got to be peace 100%. Like, how the hell do I do that? That's not possible. I have three kids. I got a job. I got this. I got that. How do I do that? Here's the cool news. You only need to be and feel that 51% of your body, 51% of the time. If the dominant feeling, the dominant energetics is that experience, freedom, peace, joy, happiness, and we do from that space, we will still attract. So 51% is the majority, right? Sure. Do you want to be 80% peace and joy and love? Great. Knock yourself out. But let's take away this crazy expectation that we need to be 100% free, 100% confident, 100%, you know, insert whatever you want to feel. 51%, that's all you need to feel. And that's all you need to be. So hopefully that takes a little load off, right? So this is our link from the being into the doing. And this is where we start to get into the external. Number five, this is your action mapping. We are mapping out what are the actions I need to take. So I want you to think about that desired goal, that desired result, and you're going to map out the steps. Now, before you start mapping it out, you could literally write this on a piece of paper. We want these steps to be achievable baby steps. If we go back to that little baby that we were talking about earlier, who's like learning how to walk, we don't expect a two-year-old to run a half marathon. We just don't. We know what the baby is capable of. We're not going to put these crazy expectations on the baby and then shit on them and shame them if they don't do it. So can you extend that grace to yourself, right? So what are the small, achievable baby steps that will start to support you in creating momentum? The whole law of inertia. Objects in motion stay in motion. Objects at rest stay in rest. It's really hard to get that momentum going if we're starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. That is self-sabotage. That is the ego. That is where all of our perfectionist overanalyzing, all of that comes in. Fuck that. We're not going to do that. We're creating small, achievable baby steps. Now, you can do this one of two ways. The first way is to think about what is the next best step that I can take right now? What is the next best step? And if we're using that run marathon or the half marathon example, my next step might be ordering my sneakers. It might be mapping out my runs on a map. It might be setting the time in my calendar so that I have my runs scheduled. It might be hiring the trainer to help me with this, right? The other way to do this is to go from the top down, where we see the end result and we work our way backwards. So for all of you learners that learn different ways, there's two different ways. And for that, I'd be like, okay, my race is on this date. I'm running 13.1 miles. So to work backwards, I need to make sure that I have a training plan to work backwards. And then we pull our way down to this present moment. And again, we want to map out these baby steps, and then we want to put dates next to them. By when? I am going to order my shoes by this date. I'm going to go on my first training walk by this date. I am going to sign up for the marathon by this date. And here's a little asterisk that I like to put in there. When we put the date, I like to say by when or sooner. Sometimes we block abundance and we block the miracles that are coming to us and actually our momentum by pushing a certain date on it. So it's like, I am going to be a millionaire by the end of this year, December 31st, 2024. But what if the universe is ready to make you a millionaire by July? If that's the case, and we're so set and attached to this date, then we're potentially blocking ourselves. So in this exercise, it's by this date or sooner, by Friday or sooner. And that allows us to create momentum. When you're in momentum, you might find that you move through these steps even faster. So we have our dates, by when or sooner. Now, once we have this action mapping, we also want to plan for what could go wrong. My friend Diamandia says, one thing I can guarantee you is shit's going to get fucked up. Things are going to go sideways. So how do you plan for what could go wrong? You know what? It might be raining. So what's my plan? Am I going to run at the gym? Am I going to get a really good rain jacket and run outside? What about the days that I don't feel like it? What am I going to do then? What is my plan for when I am not fully aligned and ready to go? And by planning for that, we're actually setting ourselves up for more success and more success. Yeah? So that was number five, action mapping. Number six, expanders. Expanders. We want to support the action taking with the energetics. And so expanders can look like a couple different things. Number one, journaling your achieved result as if you've already done it. So every day writing, I am so proud of myself. I just completed my half marathon. The day was beautiful. My legs felt great. I am feeling so free and so strong and so powerful. My health is incredible. I loved it. And every day we are strengthening this vision in your mind, in your body, and in your energetics. Now, here's an even bigger point. For anyone that was concerned about doing the goal and like what people would think about them, this is a really great opportunity to strengthen the story, to strengthen the visual of what you actually want to experience. So if you are concerned that your family and your partner wouldn't get why you're doing a half marathon and you're really worried about what they're going to think about you, this is where you write about it. I love that my partner was at the finish line with a sign. My partner is so proud of me. My partner is praising me. We're going out to eat to celebrate. My partner joined me in my training runs. It was so fun. It was so awesome. It was a great bonding experience. So this is where we're rewriting, we're creating new data points, new mental images, so that you begin to feel that internally. And that's how we start to attract it, right? The brain does not know the difference between an actual memory and a new memory, an imposed memory, a made up memory. And so that is where we get to really work with the brain and work with this ability for us to create new realities. So another expander is visualize it. Visualize yourself doing it. Literally close your eyes, and while you're breathing in your meditation, you are seeing yourself lace up the shoes. You're seeing yourself at the starting line. You're seeing yourself with a beautiful sunny day, running the race, feeling amazing. And the third is talking about it. Talking about it as if it's already happened. You can literally grab your phone, record yourself doing a voice note or a video, talking about how incredible that day was. And so we are, this is for all of my learners too, we're journaling, we're visualizing, we're talking, and then we're also replaying. So this is a really good tool to have on those days when you don't feel like it. You play that video as a pep talk. You rewrite, you reread that journal entry as a pep talk for yourself. Now, that was through the example of the run. Another example of, like, if you're going for that big business goal, right? You're launching something new and you're like, okay, I'm putting myself out there, and you're journaling. I am so proud of myself for putting myself out there. I'm so proud of myself for being committed to the goal. I had X amount of sales. I had X amount of new clients. My business grew this percent. It feels fucking great. And I have incredible work-life balance. And it feels easy. I have the weekends off. I am taking care of myself, mind, body, spirit. You know, a lot of fears that people have when they're growing their business is that they're going to go into burnout and overwhelm. So you would be journaling, visualizing, and talking about the ease that you feel, how grounded you are, how much support you have from the people around you. Is this making sense? Now, the last part of expanders is to be around people who get it. And when I say be around people who get it, it might not be your family. It might not be your friends. It might be that person on social media that has the things that you desire. And so if you are someone that's like, I want to be able to put myself out there online, and I want to speak to the camera, and I want to just get over this fear of talking online, start following people who are doing that. If you are someone who wants to feel confident in your body at any size, start following the women who are confident in their bodies at whatever size they're at. If you are someone that wants a relationship, start looking at the people online that have relationships that you want. I know a big thing for me is I'm always talking about having it all. It's something I desire. It's something that I really choose to embody. And so I also, at this stage in my life, am looking at who is a business owner that also has a family, that also is having fun, that's also fully expressed. That's what I want to see. I personally don't want to see that person that's only posting fitness. I personally don't want to see that person that's only talking about their kids. I want to see, for me and where I'm going with my life, I want to see the women that are doing it all in the ways that I haven't yet. And that is what expands things for me, for my vision. And so this is another opportunity to give yourself permission to mute or unfollow the things that don't feel good. I personally, like, love some of my family, but I no longer look at their stuff online because it's not what I want to fill my brain with. They're not the mental images I want to see on a daily basis. This is why I don't watch the news. I don't want to fill my brain with war and drugs and murder and all of the things, the economy, all that bullshit. Like, it doesn't serve me or the life that I'm creating. Sure, it's great to know what's happening in the world, and I'm more committed to my vision and what I'm here to create and who I'm here to impact than I am on the things that I can't control right now. So protect your peace, permission to protect your peace, and more importantly, protect your vision. While we talk about protecting your vision, it's really important too that you are strategic with who you share your vision with. For all my friends that feel like they can be a little judgmental, hi, I have a little judgment experience within my own body. The flip side of judgment is discernment. The flip side of judgment is discernment. So you may feel like, oh, I feel really judgy if I unfollow this person. But what you're actually doing is discerning what is good for you to consume and what is not supportive for you to consume. And so release any stories around the boundaries that you need to set around social media, around the boundaries you need to set around your vision. Discern who is going to actually be supportive of what you're creating and who might not be supportive. And it doesn't make them right or wrong. It just allows you to have more information with who you can share with and who you don't share with. It is like protecting your new baby. Like that goal, whether it's in your health, your relationship, your business, your money, your spirituality, is like a baby. Who do you want your baby to be held by? Choose wisely. Yeah? And so number 7 is do the damn thing. Take the action. Take the action and celebrate. Take the action, celebrate. Take the action, celebrate. Celebrate that tiny step. Each step you take is going to be creating and generating momentum. So put your energy into celebration. Every tiny step, just like we do with little babies when they're taking their first steps, we celebrate the first step and then they fall down and we celebrate. So you're going to also celebrate the times where you fall on your face. The baby gets back up, you celebrate you getting back up. The baby takes the next couple steps, you celebrate your next couple steps. And this is where we build momentum. Keep moving, keep taking action. Be messy, be wild, be bold. Do something you've never done before so that you can create a result that you've never seen before. And then we circle back. As soon as those limiting beliefs come up, great, we go back to 1. We give ourselves permission. 2, we choose that we're worth it. We choose that we're worthy of it. We choose to trust. 3, we choose to follow and listen to possibility. We choose to see through the lens of possibility. 4, we go back to be, do, have. Who am I being? How am I taking action? What do I desire? And then we get right back into action mapping. Do I need to adjust my map? Do I need to shift anything? Do I need to create a new map? Surround yourself, 6, with expanders internally and externally. And then 7, you're back to taking action. You're back to taking action. One last thing that I want to say here is that a lot of us believe that we need to be healed in order to take action, that we need to have it figured out in order to take action, that we need to feel good in order to take action. And the truth is, we're never going to be fully healed. We're never going to be fully ready. We're never going to be fully through the thing. We're never going to be fully trusting, fully 1000% ready. Like we're just not, we're human. We're never going to feel good 100% all the time. It's not part of being human. In fact, that's probably bypassing. So do the thing. Take the action, even when it feels uncomfortable, even when it feels sticky, and get the support that you need. You've got this. That dream that you have in your heart and in your mind is meant for you. It's meant for you. Think about the ripple effect. Think about the ripple effect. So whether you can see it or not, you are having an impact on the entire energetic field of the world. There was a study, and I might butcher this, but there was a study done on monkeys or apes many moons ago. And there were apes or monkeys in one part of the world and another group in another part of the world. And they always just like bashed up their fruit and ate it. But then one day, one of the monkeys is like, hey, I'm going to start washing my fruit before I eat it. And so more and more of those monkeys, they see each other and like, oh, you're washing your fruit. I'm going to wash my fruit. You're going to wash your fruit. Okay, cool. And when enough of the people were washing their fruit, the monkeys in the other side of the world started washing their fruit. It was a collective rise in consciousness. That is the ripple effect. So even though you can't see the monkeys on the other side of the world, you choosing to be in your truth and in your path and taking action is impacting the world. The other really cool fact is that that first monkey that took the action was a female. Ladies, it is up to us. It is up to us to follow that intuition, to follow the internal guidance, to follow this roadmap, and to take the action. Literally, it matters. It matters for your children, for your friends, for your sisters, for your kids, kids, kids. It matters. And you matter. I am rooting you on. I am cheering you on. If you loved this podcast, please let me know. Take a screenshot. Share it with a friend. We are up to big things, my love. We're up to big things. I appreciate you so much. If you want to join Club Full Out, take a look at the link below. Club Full Out, we meet once a month. We have an online portal full of trainings, mindset tips, pep talks, audios, visuals, movement meditations. It's a really fun place for us to hang out. And we have some special things coming up in the Full Out world. Hint, hint. Retreat. So DM me retreat if you want information before it goes out to the public. I'm so excited. Imagine like jungle outside of Cancun, dancing around the fire, wild woman retreat, shaman with a grounding, beautiful energetic ceremony, cacao ceremony. Yeah, it's going to be pretty epic. With that, I am sending you on your way. Don't be a stranger. Send me a DM at Samantha Jo Harvey. Have the most incredible day, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining me. If today's podcast inspired you in any way, we would love your support in spreading the word. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and let the other queens in your life know that they are also worthy of living life full out. If you want to continue the conversation, I'd love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Samantha Jo Harvey. Have a fabulous day, and I'll see you next time.